This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 6th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, chapter 27, verse 10. It says there, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." End of quote. For many of us, our fathers and mothers never once abandoned us. They never thought less about us. However, these days, we see the news about parents abandoning their own children. We even hear news about moms abandoning their child after birth and so forth. There are emotional, financial, and health issues that cause such betrayals. However, God says He will never abandon or think less about you. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 16:26, that your soul is worth more than the value of the whole world. And that is why God was willing to send His Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to die for you and pay for all of your sins and shortcomings. Jesus loved you and emptied His life by shedding His blood for your sake, for your sins and mistakes. You see, God places that much value on you. Our today's Bible insight says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." Bible says there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Jesus is known as the friend of sinners. He is the friend of the weak and the powerless. He is the friend of a broken hearted. He is the friend of the needy and hopeless. He infuses limitless hope and brand new opportunities in your life when you call upon Him. God promised, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. Beloved, abandonment of a parent is a heartbreaking event. Sometimes parents write them off, not because of their emotional, financial, or health reasons, but because of children's consistent choice of bad behaviors and even criminal choices. Even in those situations, listen, even in those situations, God says He will never leave you nor forsake you. You see, God is the perfect Father. He is not like imperfect parents of this world. Rest assured this truth. When everyone leaves, He comes into your life. God comes close to you and holds you close when you need the most. Bible gives the counsel in James 4:8. It says, "Come close to Him. He will come close to you." End of quote. Would you accept His counsel and come close to God and see how much He would come near you and hold you tight in His love and care? Another general worry of the people is this: if other people know and understand who I am, and then they might reject me. You see, because of this insecurity and fear, we often pretend to be someone else. We want to hide who we are in front of others. However, do you know the Bible says Jesus Christ knows all about your weakness? Because He experienced all of your testing when He wrapped Himself in the flesh and lived on this planet Earth. The same temptations and testing, all of it, He experienced. Still, Bible says He did not sin. That is because He was fully man and fully God. Theologians called this phenomenon hypostatic union or hypostatic union. Now, because He experienced all the same testing and temptations, you see, He understands it all. He is able and powerful and willing to show sympathy and grant divine rescue and help for you. You may have made big mistakes and messed up your life. Your friends, relatives, and even parents may abandon you. However, listen carefully. God will never reject you if you come to His throne of grace. You see, His throne is called the throne of grace. There you will find the mercy and grace you needed. Bible says, "All whoever call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus, shall be saved." Romans 10:13. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, I believe that You will never leave me nor abandon me. Even if my friends, relatives, or even parents abandon me, You will come close to me and You will hold me tight in Your care and love. I know You sent Jesus to this world, Your own Son, to die in my place for my sins and shortcomings. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Jesus, come to my life now. Make me a new person. Transform me to all You want you, want me to become. I submit myself to you. I trust you. I call upon your help in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.